From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United Nations is calling for an international inquiry into Saturday's airstrike in Yemen for possible war crimes. The strike hit a funeral gathering in the capital Sana'a, killing at least 140, wounding hundreds more. The Saudi-led coalition is suspected. Riyadh has launched an investigation. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon denounced the attack.
Saturday's funeral bombing was a heartless attack on civilians and an outrageous violation of international humanitarian law.
He said the horrific incident demands a full inquiry. The UN human rights chief, Zayed Raad al-Hussein, renewed his call for an investigation, saying the bombing of a funeral cannot go unpunished. His spokesperson is Ravina Shamdasani.
He's calling on the international community to take action. The High Commissioner regrets that the Human Rights Council, in two successive years, has dismissed the High Commissioner's call for an independent international inquiry into the allegations of serious human rights violations and violations of international humanitarian law in Yemen.
UN envoy to Yemen Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said in his words, everything possible must be done to ensure the authors of these heinous attacks face justice. Ethiopia is blaming regional rival Egypt for supporting rebels of the Oromo Liberation Front, or OLF, amid an uptick in anti-government protests that prompted Addis Ababa to declare a state of emergency Sunday. Getachew Reda is a government spokesman.
The terrorist group OLF has been receiving all kinds of support from Egypt. Its leaders have been feted. I mean, it used to be in Asmara, now they are feted in Cairo. And of course, they have been given all kinds of instructions to destabilize this country.
Egypt has denied any support for Ethiopian rebels. Rights and opposition activists say at least 400 have been killed in anti-government protests in the past year. This is VOA.